beloved, we all at times can get distracted, can't we? Because we have a very subtle and a very crafty enemy in the devil. The devil is real. Don't allow our culture to tell you that there's not a devil. He is absolutely real. There is sin in the world. There is a tempter in the world. He is real. There's a spiritual warfare. The devil is like an expert fly fisherman. I want you to picture this now in your heads. He is like an expert fly fisherman. He knows exactly what fly to craft, the size of the wings of the fly, to make a lure to pull you in. You see, he goes from lake to lake. Different lakes around the country will have different flies, different temperatures, different things. And he will know exactly the fly to craft it, the wings, the color, the size of it, the lure to pull that fish in, to make that fish fight. He is like an expert flying fisherman. He knows. He knows our sins, you see. He knows the lures that pull us in. Therefore, if we truly desire the Lord's blessing in our lives, we must purge out the old leaven in our lives, the old nature in our lives. You know, I found out something amazing recently. And listen up, you children. I never knew that wild leaven can be found in the air. Did you know that? Wild yeast. I was amazed. When Abigail, our eldest daughter, was making sourdough bread, she said, well, I don't need yeast, leaven, because it's found naturally in the air. And it's a certain way that you make it. You can make bread, sourdough bread, without putting proper yeast in it. It's wild in the air. And friends, so it is with us. Leaven, yeast can hardly be seen. We're mixing it into the lump, as it were, the lump of dough. The only time we see it is its effects, don't we? When we put it in the oven and it all comes to life, as it were, we're like, wow, that's amazing. Sin and the devil work in the same way in our hearts and in our homes and in our churches. It gradually and subtly mixes into our lives without us even knowing it sometimes. And we see its devastating effects, don't we? When sin has conceived and the arguments come, as it were. We must therefore, as Christians, purge out the old leaven within our lives. It always starts, friends, within our hearts, and then our homes, and then our churches.